This is Elaine Gunn speaking. Today's date is March 3rd, 1998. And I'm at Willowood residential facility with Mrs. Emma Caesar, who has consented to be interviewed. Thank you, Emma, so much for letting me come to do this. I'd like to ask you a little bit about your family background. Can you give me the names of your parents,
please? Yes, they are Clifford H. Potter and Grace E. Potter of Pittsfield.
Do you know where they were born?
They were born, my mother, Grace Potter, was born in Steventown, New York. And my father, Clifford H. Potter, was born in Boston, Mass.
Do you know why they came to Massachusetts? Have any idea?
No.
Might they have come to get jobs and go to work or something?
Or did maybe they came for work. Mm-hmm. For work to be, my father's mother died when my father was a young boy, and he came to Pittsfield and settled as a state child, and he was settled and brought up in Pittsfield as a state child.
And then he met your mother, and
He met my mother, and then they married. She's from Steventown, New York, and they married in Pittsfield.
And you were born where?
I was born in Pittsfield, at St. Luke's Hospital in Pittsfield.
So you've lived in Pittsfield all of your life?
All of my life, I've lived in Pittsfield.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I have no brothers or no sisters. I am the only child.
Now, are your parents deceased, or are they?
Yes, my parents are deceased. Mm-hmm. Both of them are. Mm-hmm.
And they lived for many years, all of your life in Pittsfield?
Yes, my parents lived all of their life in Pittsfield.
Did you have anybody living with you when you were growing up?
Yes, my Uncle George, who was a sickly man, lived with my mother. My mother took care of him. And he lived, and my father consented that he live with them.
Were you ever married?
Yes, I was married.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any children?
No children.
Mm-hmm. What was your spouse's name?
Mr. Lawrence Caesar of Dalton, Mass.
And what was his occupation?
He was a winder at a GE.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the General Electric Company, yes. Mm-hmm. How did you meet? You remember?
I met Lawrence. I knew Lawrence when I was very young, and my mother and father were very, very close friends to his beloved mother.
Did he live in Pittsfield, or did he live in another town?
He lived in Dalton, Mass. Mm-hmm. He was, I believe, born there, and he died there.
What is your church affiliation now?
My church affiliation is with the Second Congregational Church in Pittsfield. And then after, I became a member of Christian Assembly Church in Pittsfield. Christian Assembly Church in Pittsfield.
What are some of your church memories of gatherings that you had going to either church or both churches or what? Especially growing up. Remember some things that you went to church, some special, maybe like Tom Thumb weddings or family reunions or picnics at the church? Anything that comes to
mind?
Well,
I was always in the choir, and I was very faithful to the choir, and I always sang. And my affiliation in the Second Congregational Church is singing. And we had picnics and did a lot of activities. in the Christian Assembly Church, I did a lot of singing in cantatas and in mostly cantatas. Mm-hmm. And they were very, very good and very, very well attended.
I bet. Yes.
They even, one night, we had 475 one night, and a Saturday night, we had 450.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
We had a lot of, we went out big productions.
Yeah. And religion has played a very big role in your life.
Yes, it's my only role that I have, the only role.
Yes. Mm. Did you belong to any other civic organizations? Were you, for instance, were you active in like the NAACP or any of things like that? Years when they had a chapter here.
I was active a little while with the NAACP, mm-hmm. but not too much. Mm-hmm. My activities has always been involved with church.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did you go to school?
I went to school at Bartlett School in Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. Bartlett School and Tucker School, and then on to Pittsfield High School.
Now, Bartlett School, was that near where your family lived?
Yes, that was right in the vicinity of where we lived.
Mm-hmm. So you walked to school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about your school childhood memories? Anything that you can remember about school, going to school in Pittsfield, especially Tucker School or Bartlett School?
Bartlett School looked like I've always been an active child, mm-hmm. even in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was very active in high school, very, very active.
Mm-hmm.
And on a lot of committees.
Did you have a lot of schoolmates that you played games with at school or after school when you went home? Or
I just played with them all. Mm-hmm. No particular.
Mm-hmm.
I played with them
all. Black children, white children.
Black and white.
Mm-hmm. They were all your friends.
They were all my friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I saw no color.
And you graduated from
Pittsfield High School.
Uh-huh. Do you remember
in 1952.
Was that a special time, graduating from Pittsfield High? Did you go to your prom, for instance?
Yes, I went to my prom, mm-hmm. and I had a nice time.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who your date was?
His name was Ollie Goins.
Was he a student at Pittsfield High also?
No, he was out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
He was from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, and he took me.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Fine. Were there other young people who were in your, other black people who were in your class who also went to your prom?
Yes, Eleanor Purcell.
Mm-hmm.
She was my best friend,
mm-hmm.
and she went to the prom,
mm-hmm.
and she was very active,
mm-hmm.
in high school, very active.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are some of the jobs that you held throughout your life?
I was a licensed practical nurse, and then I came down to be a nurse's aide, and I worked in a factory, and that's about all.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were an LPN, which hospital did you work in?
I worked at Berkshire Medical Center when I was an LPN.
Mm-hmm. That's in
Pittsfield.
Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the factory that you worked at? You remember that?
The factory? No, I can't remember.
Can't remember
the factory.
That. Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you feel?
The pajama factory.
Oh. Okay. Uh-huh. I didn't know there was a pajama. Mm-hmm. Was that in Pittsfield?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. How did you like nursing?
I loved nursing.
Yes.
That was my calling. I loved it.
I like being around people.
Yes,
people.
I like helping people. I always wanted to help people.
Yes.
It made me forget my troubles when I helped others.
Yes. Wonderful. Remember any of the kinds of games you played when you were a child?
Hopscotch.
Hopscotch?
Yes.
fun game. Mm. did you jump rope?
Yeah, jump rope.
What about jacks? Did you play any jacks?
Yeah.
They were fun. And did you play dodgeball?
Yes, dodgeball.
I think those are universal games that they showed it all over the country, the world. Right. Yeah, fun games, And you played with children in your neighborhood?
Mm. Children in the neighborhood are playing with. Hide-and-go-seek.
Hide-and-go-seek. What street did you live on in Pittsfield when you were growing up?
I lived on Markowitz Place in Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. West Union Street. Okay. West Union Street. Mm-hmm. And Notice Street.
Remember all of that.
You do? Yeah,
you were remembering of it. sometimes children learn little rhymes when they're growing up. Mm-hmm. Did you learn any rhymes? Can you remember any rhymes that you learned? Because I know we'd all learn rhymes when we were playing games. Mm. Eeny, meeny, tipsy, teeny, Applejack.
Yeah.
Things like that.
I don't know how.
Kind of hard to remember those.
Hard
to remember those, I know. Did you have chores to do? Now, you were an only child. Did you have chores to do when you were in your home growing up? Did mother and dad say you have to do certain things?
Not really.
Did you have to keep your own room clean for you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you have to wash dishes at all?
A little bit. My mother and father were so crazy about me that they were absolutely spoiled.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Being an only child.
Yeah.
I remember your parents well, going to the affairs, the dances, and the Eastern Stars and the Masons. Can you think of any lessons, any valuable lessons that you learned from your parents? Such as, how to treat other people, how to treat older people, and that kind of thing.
Yes, I learned that from my parents, not to try to be good to people and try to always treat them with respect. Mm-hmm. My mother and father tried to drill that into me.
Did you ever have the need to be disciplined? Did your mother or father ever discipline you?
Yes, but not too much because they were so crazy about me that I really got away with everything.
Happens when you're an only child. You remember any stories you might have heard when you were growing up? Any stories about things that happened around in Pittsfield or yourself?
Any stories?
Any kind of stories at all? What were some of the kinds of recreation that you were involved in, especially in high school and beyond and after high school? What did you girls and boys do after in Pittsfield for fun?
Well, I did. What Eleanor Persip and I did for fun was go to the girls' clubs and play sports, and particularly basketball.
Uh-huh.
We're basketball champions. And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Boston and we were the champions and got an award for it.
Okay. Were there any, little dances and parties? Did you go house to house with parties?
Yes, there always was parties in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. The Moorheads and different ones. Different ones. Jaspers.
Mm-hmm.
We always would go to parties. Mm-hmm. The Lewises.
Yes.
Emma Lewis.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yes. Now, did you ever work outside the house, like some children worked after school at little jobs and things like that?
I only worked in the hospital.
You only worked in the hospital, did you, did you have any, learn any crafts at home? Did you learn to do anything at home? Was your mother a good cook?
Yes, she was.
Uh-huh. Do you have any of your favorite recipes that you remember?
No.
Did you just like to food in general, or did you
just like food in general? Meat and potatoes and like that.
Yes, yes, yes. So you don't remember any of your mother's or your grandmother's favorite recipes?
My grandmother liked succotash,
okay.
And she made very, very good succotash. My grandmother was noted for that.
Mm-hmm. This was your father's mother?
My mother's.
Your mother's mother. And she was, it said, they all came from Steventown.
Yes,
said.
Steventown, New York.
New York, uh-huh. Yeah, well, sucker's cash is still a very good dip. When someone makes it really well.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I don't have it nowadays.
Not much. We have has a relative who makes it once a year for the family reunion.
Oh.
And it's delicious. Mm. What are your hobbies? Yeah, did you have some hobbies? Or do you still have some?
My mother always tried to cultivate me with hobbies, but I never did it, sewing or mending or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I never did anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
My hobbies seem to have been sports.
Okay. So you were involved in sports for how long? Like through school?
All through high school.
Interesting. So you don't knit or crochet?
I don't knit or crochet.
Did your mother or grandmother do any of those things? Do you remember?
No.
Do you have any memories, any other memories of Berkshire County living here and growing up here? Anything at all that comes to mind about growing up and, since you spent your entire life in Berkshire County?
Do I have any memories?
You know, but just growing up here, anything else other than what we've talked about?
Church picnics. Me singing in glee clubs and choirs was always such a wonderful experience. And taking the lead, being role in them, was wonderful.
Did you do any traveling outside of Berkshire County?
Yes, I only went to Bermuda. I took my mother as my guest to Bermuda and paid for her fare, and we had a wonderful time. We stayed on the ship. We went by cruise, and the cruise was our hotel.
That must have been wonderful.
Yes, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And then I took my mother to New York, to see Hello, Dolly. And we stayed at a hotel in New York. And we toured New York.
She must have enjoyed that so much.
She did. She did. And I wanted to take her to Bermuda before she died, because that's what she wished for.
And you did.
And we did. And we went to Canada, Quebec and Toronto, and Montreal.
You've done some wonderful things.
I have tried to do things.
Yeah.
We traveled.
Yeah.
Mm. Absolutely.
What a wonderful memory.
Yes.
To have. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Wow. And your father was deceased at this time?
No, my father was living.
Oh,
he's the one that gave us his blessings to go. And he knew that we went.
Yes.
And Eleanor Persip drove us to New York. To get and gave us a bon voyage party in New York.
Wow. That must have been wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had champagne and everything.
Yeah. What a wonderful memory, Emma. That's great. Great. That sounds delightful.
Mm.
Wow. Well, anything else you can tell me? I mean, you know, this isn't the end, but anything else you can think of that sounds sometimes these things just come.
Mm.
You know?
No, as far as I know, that's it.
How long have you been here?
I've been here 4 years.
4 years.
Uh-huh. 4 years.
Now, you retired and or were you still working and then having a problem?
Retired. Mm-hmm. With the kidneys.
Yes.
Kidney problem.
Mm-hmm.
And with mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God has helped me. and the mental illness is gone.
It's wonderful. Wonderful blessing.
Yes, wonderful blessing. I got wonderful blessing from Great Barrier.
Well, this has been very nice, Lucy. I thank you so much for letting me interview you, and I would like to take a picture of you, if that's all right,
yes.
And, go with this oral history project. Mm-hmm. That's what this is about.
Yes.
And of course, this will go in the archives and the Arrowhead. People from years to come will be able to hear you and look at your picture.
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be wonderful.
All right. Well, I thank you again. This has been wonderful. Thank you. Just don't turn it off. Emma, I failed to ask you when you were born. Would you mind telling me that information, please, when you were born?
I was born in Pittsfield, August 30th, 1933.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mrs. Caesar is no longer able to care for herself. She's a very warm, caring, and cheerful individual who has adjusted well at Willowood.